Welcome to the Fit Culture Podcast, where transformation isn't just about weight loss. It's about upgrading every part of your life, your body, your mind, and the people you love.
I'm Ari Vaskovas.
And I'm Sarah Lynn, founders of Fit Culture and world-renowned fitness retreat, creators of the Blueprint Method and Fit Culture Academy.
For over 28 years, we've helped Olympic athletes, high performers, and everyday families create lasting transformation. Everything is inspired from us.
From raising athletes to navigating burnout, hormones, and real life, we've seen what actually works for clients, for our kids, and the people we love most.
Here, you're going to find the systems, the tools, and mindset upgrades that help real people get real results. Stronger bodies, healthier relationships, stronger minds, and bigger lives.
Inside Fit Culture, you're not just another client, you're family.
This is your blueprint.
This is your Fit Culture.
Let's get started.
Coming up on the Fit Culture Podcast.
Do you ever feel like you're trying hard, like really trying, but something just still isn't clicking? You're eating better, you're moving more, but you feel like you keep slipping. Most people are trying to change, but they don't really have the direction they need. And when you don't have something solid guiding you, every little thing knocks you off your track. The mission gives you long-term focus. What do you stand for now? That's your mission. Hi, I'm Eric Vaskovas. For the last 25 years at our fitness retreat, we have been changing lives like you wouldn't believe. We have had pro athletes, we have had movie stars, and we have had tons of people just like yourself come through and have tremendous success. Do you ever feel like you're trying hard, like really trying, but something just still isn't clicking? You're eating better, okay? You're moving more, maybe even journaling or tracking and doing some of this mental stuff that helps you, but you feel like you keep slipping. So let me tell you why, okay? Most people are trying to change, but they don't really have the direction they need. They don't have clarity, no anchor. And when you don't have something solid guiding you, every little thing knocks you off your track. So today we're talking about two things, major things, unbelievable things are going to help you. I believe every person needs, especially if you're trying to transform your body, your health, and your habits, okay? A mission and a mantra. Gosh, so powerful. I can't say it enough how important these things are. And most people just miss it. They don't put the effort into it and they want to skip to the program and skip. So don't tune out. This is the important stuff. This isn't some write your why worksheet, okay? And you throw it in a drawer, okay? Those things don't work, okay? You got to be on it and focusing about it. Talking about building a mission, okay, that defines who you are, a mission, who you are, what matters to you and why you're getting up in the morning, what makes you want to jump out of bed, right? I'm talking about creating a mantra, okay? Gosh, mantra. I go over with my clients. It's like the most important thing we go over. This is like the most important thing, okay? It's got to be something short, something powerful that you'll say to yourself when you're tired, stressed, triggered, or just ready to give up, okay? Because here's the truth, okay? A mission tells you where you're going, okay? A mantra gets you through the days when you're not sure you can do it or not sure you can make it. Today, I'm going to break it down step by step how to write a mission that means something to you, okay? Something powerful, how to build a mantra that actually works when you need it. And how these two tools will give you like this amazing clarity, okay, in control that you've been missing. The tools that you've been missing, and here it comes. If you've been trying to change and you can't figure out why it's not sticking, this episode is for you. Why it's not taking, it's for you. So let's get into it. All right, let's start with the mission. Most people skip this. They jump right into a plan or program, like we said, without ever asking, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? So very important. And if you don't have a clear mission, you're just guessing. A real mission statement tells you who you are, what you believe in, and what you're aiming to accomplish. It's not something cheesy, not some cheesy slogan, okay? It's the thing that makes you say, this is what I'm building my life around. This is what I'm building my life around. And here's the formula I teach clients, okay? Your mission should answer three things. Are you ready? One, what are your strengths? Your deep strengths. What are you good at? Or what are you passionate about? Okay. How do you operate? Two, how do you operate? What makes you, you? So very important. What makes you, you? And three, what values or dreams are you unwilling to compromise? Values or dreams you're unwilling to compromise. I love that. I love when I hear that. It gets me so excited because too many people give up on too many things. And what are you not willing to give up on? I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it when we go from there. So, but this isn't something you just slap together in 5 minutes. Take the time. Think. Reflect. This is your life. This is what's going to give you the reason for getting up in the morning. Your mission should be short, 50 words or less, but it should be packed with meaning, and it should be written, rewritten, and then rewritten again, and then rewritten again. And when it's real, when it's your words, not some Pinterest quote that hits differently, okay? Because now when you feel like giving up, and you feel like giving up, you got a North Star. North Star guiding you in the direction you're going. Remember, this is what you can't give up. This is what makes you tick. This is the reason why you're alive. And that's only half the equation. So the other half of the equation is the mantra. So let's talk about mantra. Okay. Mantra is a tool for the mind. That's literally what the word means. Manas, mind, tra, tool. Mantra, mind tool. It's a phrase you repeat that centers you, reminds you who you are, brings your brain back to your real goals. And science backs this up, okay? Research shows mantra meditation helps quiet the default mode network in your brain. That's the part that causes overthinking, self-doubt, spirals. So when you say your mantra out loud, by the way, when you say it out loud, you have to say it out loud because it's a frequency. When we speak the words, it's a frequency that comes in the inner ear and the subconscious mind, making it so powerful. Okay. If you keep it in, it's not going to help you the same way. So when this happens, when you're doing these things, you're literally reprogramming your brain. Okay, keeping that brain neuroplasticity in the brain, keeping it, you're rewiring the brain. This is something I do with every client. It's like the biggest thing I do. Okay. Here's how we write a mantra that's personal, it's real, and it's got to be detail oriented. About 3 to 5 lines, something you can say first thing in the morning before a meal or at night. For some people, it sounds like, I am strong. I am consistent. I won't quit on myself again. For others, it might be more detail-oriented. I will weigh 190 pounds. I will make this much money. Okay. I will be active with my kids doing these specific things. I will finally feel confident in my own skin, and I will be doing this thing for myself every single week, whether it's dancing or whatever. Specific 3 to 5 lines, make it detailed. But the words, they're yours. And the repetition, that's what makes it work. That's what makes it bring in the inner ear, the subconscious mind. You got to, you know, works getting a hold of you. And now your brain's telling you you're off. You're not on it anymore. You're behind. You screwed it up all again. Whatever you say to yourself, if you're not in a weight loss season, if you're not on it, I already know the voices, right? Why can't I stay consistent? What's wrong with me, right? Sound familiar? I'll just start over next Monday. But you don't need to start another start over. You need an anchor. And that's where your mission and mantra come in. Your mission reminds you, this is who I am. This is what I'm working toward. This is why it matters. And your mantra, that's what you say to yourself when your brain is trying to get you to quit. Okay, get you to stop, get you, I'll do it next, all these excuses. Now, if you're a former athlete, okay, and regular people can get this, you're still competing at a high level, whatever the case may be, is you're not just fighting weight or food, you're fighting your identity. Okay, you're used to chasing a number, you're used to chasing a time, a stat, a podium, a position to be in first place, whatever the case may be. And now maybe the competition's over, or your body's different, it's aging, you're aging, or the drive just isn't where it used to be. That messes with our head, right? I've coached hundreds of elite athletes. The shift they have to make is this. You need a new mission for this season of your life. You know, not your college jersey, not your pro days, not your younger body, who you are now. And if you're trying to lose weight or you're not a pro athlete, you might feel like these things as well. Okay. And what do you stand for now? That's your mission. What do I stand for now? And your mantra, okay, that's what gets you back in the game mentally and physically when you fall back. When you take two steps forward, one step back, it's what gets you to maybe take three steps forward and zero steps back. Because the mindset that you got on the field isn't gone. That's who you are. It just needs to be redirected. Whether you're losing weight or regaining your athlete identity in some way, the problem is still the same. No structure, no direction. And when you got a mission you believe in and a mantra that hits hard in the moment, you don't spiral. You adjust. You reset faster. That's how you build consistency that doesn't break down when life gets loud. And now it's time to take action. This isn't about sitting around thinking, waxing philosophically. You've done enough of that. You know that you can do that. We got to get back on it fast. That's how the difference between beginner and advanced is how we get back on being on it and ready to go and pumped up. Okay? So the time in between we're not on it is the time that we want to shorten or eliminate. So this is about writing it down, saying it out loud, and locking into your day. So step one. Write your mission. Just answer this, okay? To write your mission, answer this. What are you good at? Write it down. How do you show up in the world when you're at your best? Write it down. Take a second. Pause this video if you need to. What do you believe in so deeply it keeps you from going even when life gets hard? What do you believe in so deeply? It keeps you from, it's everything to you. What do you believe in so deeply? Write it down. That's your mission. Write it in 50 words or less. Make it sharp. Make it honest. Frame it if you want. Put it on the fridge. Frame it. Put it on the wall. But more importantly, live by it. Step two, build your mantra. I want 5 lines, short, punchy, personal, and certainly detail-oriented. Detailed. Something you can repeat when your mind starts to go sideways. Here's what I tell my clients. Your mantra is your get-out-of-trouble card. It is. It is so powerful. Say it when you're tempted to overeat. Say it when you want to skip your workout. Say it when it's a day and you feel heavy and you just start thinking and you have these negative thoughts, say it. Maybe if you start over the next weekend or whatever, I'm going to start the next week, say it. No, say the mantra. Okay? Step 3, record it. Use your voice memo. I've been having people doing this recently for the last 8 years and with huge success. Okay? It's your own voice. your own coach motivating you. And we're going to keep getting our mantra, keep writing it down, and we're going to voice record that thing. Okay? So no excuses. Play it first thing in the morning, before lunch, right before bed. And don't just listen. Look at yourself in the mirror and say it. Say your mantra that you've written down. Say it. That's what rewires your brain and gives you that neuroplasticity that we need to be successful. That's what snaps you out of those old patterns. Okay? So you're not waiting for motivation anymore. You're creating structure. You're coaching yourself with your own words. And if you do this for like 7 days, okay, you will feel the shift. You will stop negotiating with yourself with your old excuses, and you will start building the momentum. So the challenge is do it for 7 days. So it actually sticks. So this takes. So the neuroplasticity works. This is the work that most people avoid. But if you're still listening right now, and I know you're not like most people because you're listening with the intent, like I'm writing this stuff down. This is gems. I got to make sure I do this. So let's go. Okay. All right. Before we wrap up, let me leave you with this. Most people never take the time to figure out who they are and what they stand for. And when life hits them, because it always does, they crumble. They rely on willpower. Okay. We only have so much. Or wait for the right mood, the right temperament, or blame the schedule or cravings or the scale. But you're going to do it. You're going to do it different. You're going to have a mission that gives you direction, and you're going to have a mantra that gives you strength in the moment when you need it the most. And that's going to change everything. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to figure it all out today, but you do need to commit, write the mission, say the mantra, build the structure. And if this episode helps you, great, fantastic. Then share it with somebody. Share it with someone who's struggling, who's stuck, who you said they might, surely might be stuck the same way. And that's how we build a culture, one person at a time, one mindset at a time. Gosh, I appreciate you so much. You're not alone in this. Okay, we're all doing it together, and I'm so grateful that I can help you. FitCulture.com. Visit FitCulture.com for more tools. If you like this and you're understanding, hey, I want some more of this, okay, the Blueprint Method will give you a deeper dive into this, okay, and the Life Coaching Series are amazing, and they will give you much, 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 much more, and they'll give you a whole program. So thank you so much, and until next time, I'll see you later. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for tuning into Fit Culture Podcast, where transformation is personal, sustainable, and rooted in real science and real life.
We're honored to be part of your journey and proud to offer the same system, strategies, and tools that have helped thousands of families, athletes, and high achievers around the world.
Don't forget to check out everything Fit Culture has to offer on fitculture.com. At Fit Culture, you're not just transforming. You're becoming who you are meant to be, stronger, healthier, and more connected.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Fit Culture to stay inspired, stay supported, and stay in the loop. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and stay part of our family.